Donald Trump claims banning China's TikTok would only empower Mark Zuckerberg. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 8, 2024. Former President Donald Trump says a ban of China's TikTok app would only help Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook platform, which is the true enemy of the people. Although Mark Zuckerberg's Meta has shown an extreme leftist bias and a willingness to interfere in elections, Peter Schweitzer has uncovered China Communist Party and Chinese military officials referring to TikTok as a modern-day Trojan horse and information-driven mental warfare aimed squarely at American teenagers. If you get rid of TikTok, Facebook and Zuckerschmuck will double their business, Trump said in a Thursday post on Truth Social, referring to Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg. I don't want Facebook, who cheated in the last election, doing better. They are a true enemy of the people. The 45th president added, referring to Facebook's apparent interference in past elections. In October 2020, Facebook infamously reduced the distribution of a New York Post story containing bombshell information indicating that, contrary to his previous denials, Joe Biden allegedly did meet with an advisor to the board of Burisma while he was vice president, arranged by his son Hunter, who was then working as a lobbyist for the company. Trump's Thursday remarks about a TikTok ban come after 19 U.S. lawmakers introduced a bipartisan bill that could force the Chinese tech company ByteDance to sell its TikTok app within 6 months or face a ban from the United States. The legislation noted that applications like TikTok that are controlled by foreign adversaries pose an unacceptable risk to U.S. national security. Trump made moves to ban TikTok when he was president in 2020, but the effort eventually fell through. As Breitbart News reported, the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, is using TikTok as a modern-day Trojan horse to inject its propaganda into the minds of America's youth, according to restricted Chinese military journals uncovered in Peter Schweitzer's book, Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. Schweitzer, a Breitbart News senior contributor and the president of the Government Accountability Institute, reveals in his new book the words of Chinese strategists, who tout using TikTok in information-driven mental warfare against the United States. Schweitzer writes, Zhang defines the cognitive space as the area in which feelings, perception, understanding, beliefs, and values exist and argues that this is where the battle can be won. To that end, he said, Beijing must use information and popular spiritual and cultural products as weapons to influence people's psychology, will, attitude, behavior and even change the ideology, values, cultural traditions and social systems. According to Zhang, these cultural tools, including apps, video games, and films, should be used to target individuals, groups, countries, and even people around the world. Breitbart News will continue to report on China's use of TikTok as a weapon against America's younger generations. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.